Hello, sports family. You are here with Jens and Larissa on the Mental Game Sports Podcast. This podcast is for every sport, every athlete, every coach, and every athlete's parents around the world because all of you matter and deserve to have the best experiences and have a healthy relationship with your sport.
We're talking to athletes, coaches, parents, trainers, sports psychologists, sports associations about what's happening in sports and how we can create a healthier environment to prevent mental health issues.
We want to help equip organizations, coaches, athletes, and parents to have healthier relationships and to allow the athletes to fully enjoy their career by developing mental strength and resilience.
If you're a sports organization, we consult athletes, coaches, and parents and change procedures and protocols to create a healthier, respectful, competitive environment where the athlete can excel to their optimum performance.
If you feel that you have a story or something that adds value to our mission, feel free to reach out. We want to hear from you about your experiences so we can work together on solutions.
You can contact us on Instagram at The Mental Game in Sports or on Facebook at The Mental Game with Jens and Larissa.
Hi there, Jens. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Larissa. Fantastic day here. How's it over there?
I'm excited because my boys are going fishing.
That is exciting.
It is. They love it. They just got another rod. And yesterday when my son caught, he caught what they call it a largy in mom language is a largemouth bass. And so it bit him. It went right through. So when he was taking
the hook out,
he's been bit several times. I said, well, maybe you shouldn't fish them.
Maybe learn how to grip them.
Well, he did because it had the spines, right? So he was trying to be very gentle. And we also were really good about, like, he all only has hooks that don't have barbs. So he took all the barbs off to be more gentle with them. And that's good. And they're learning how to be little conservation agents of the environment, right? And I want them to be outside because our kids have to like being outside or, well, our planet's just not going to do as well, right?
Exactly.
Right. So Jens and I had another hot topic. We are talking about the healthy habits and why they are important for athletes in the digital world, because now more than ever, we are so consumed in our day with technology, from how it wakes us up to how it keeps us scheduled to how we work with it at school all day or how we organize with it, how we do presentations. And then we haven't even gone on our personal devices yet, which they stay up till 3 a.m. and do, right? So Jens, what is the one personal habit you think that kids should learn and balance?
Number one, top of the list, hands down, cell phone use.
You put that number one, would you? That's not even me, folks. I didn't bribe Jens to say that.
No.
We better clarify that, Jens.
You know, it starts as soon as the alarm goes off. The first move is hand to the phone and check messages and check Facebook and check Instagram and check Snapchat. And, you know, then you get up, you go to the bathroom, phone in your hand, have a shower, phone is somewhere in sight. And then you sit at the breakfast table, not communicating with your parents because you're texting with your friends.
And then you're off. In our house, they're not allowed to do that.
No, and that's great, you know, and this is what this is all going to boil down to. But at the end of the day, the kids get up at whatever, 7 o'clock in the morning, they go to bed at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
2 a.m. in high school. They're averaging midnight to 2 a.m. on social media, gaming with kids in China and skipping school the next day. And then they can't even go to hockey practice because they're too tired.
Yes.
I mean, that's crazy.
And this is where we have to set boundaries, right? So, first of all, I mean, my children are, I shouldn't say too small because there are many kids.
No, but they're younger than mine, right? So,
yes. Younger, but yeah. our kids are 5 and 7, and at no point did it ever cross my mind that they're going to get a phone until they are at least 10, 12, 13 years old. But it is the norm for many people to have. I've seen 3-year-olds walking around with cell phones, and we are creating addictions at such an early age. And what we have to do is we have to find boundaries, and we have to, first of all, increase the age limit where we say, okay, you're 13 years old. It's okay for you to have a cell phone now.
The average age is grade 9, but because the newest statistics from the Canadian Pediatric Society say that kids, the siblings of the child that's in grade 9 is now getting the phone at a younger age, because the parents are like, well, you're occupied. Now, what does your other sibling do that you can't play with them? So now they're buying that sibling a phone at a younger age, and then their friends are seeing it, and then they want one for a younger age. So really, it's just like this accumulative snowball where now families are spending time. And I don't want to focus on this because it's more of my parenting podcast, but essentially for athletes, balancing phones and gaming is a must if you are to take care of your body. Right?
Yes.
Maybe we should agree on that.
I totally agree. And this is what I was getting at earlier. We have to set boundaries. You know, it's not okay to jump on your phone first thing in the morning. You actually shouldn't have any electronic devices in your bedroom.
At all.
Especially not when you're still in a growing phase.
Right.
So we have to educate our youth to make them understand how damaging it is for their health as a person, but also for their health and performance as an athlete.
Right. Because if they're not putting money into setting up their sleep cycles, because sleep hygiene is huge, the NCAA is putting more money into sleep and addictions right now in research. And I think everyone should know about that. That's huge. So why are they doing that? Those are millions of dollars that they're spending to research sleep and addiction in phones and gaming.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So those things we definitely need to balance. What about diet? What do you think?
Well, diet is a crucial element of an athlete's success. You know, you can have a fit athlete.
Yeah.
But if they keep feeding them McDonald's after competition, or go to, you know, any of the fast food. I just mentioned McDonald's because it was the first thing that came to mind. But any of the fast food chains, you know, make sure that your athletes have a well-balanced diet. And that means you have your greens, you have your proteins, you have your carbs, limited sugar intake, ideally none. But the way
processed foods as well.
Processed foods are just as bad.
Sorry, I don't want to say chemicals, because everything is a chemical in the world, right? Let's define that. So let's say there are certain ingredients, volatile, sorbitol, olitol are all preservatives. And I believe they cause a lot of irritable bowel as well. But they make you also in your brain, when I taught a foods course, especially Diet Coke, they make you want to eat more junk. And I just had Clarissa Kennedy, who we could easily have on the show, to be very specific about this reward pathway of sugar and bad food. There is processed food addiction. I had no idea. It was crazy.
They say that sugar is 10 times more addictive than cocaine. And
you saw the rat study, right? You saw the rats. You heard about the latest rat study on TED Talk? Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. It is absolutely insane what sugar does to our bodies, and especially what it does to our brains. And this is where we as parents have to be on top and educate our children, but also cooperate with the coaches of our children, you know?
Right. Cause they do send out diets, sleep. For me, I sent out a contract for parents to sign in a big mm-hmm. club, you would do this, right? And you also had, we also had supplied at our daughter's swim club, they had a sports psychologist, physio, everything. But that was a fairly high up, you know, experience and level. Yeah. But they were recommended snacks, diets, alternates.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's so important, you know. It's important for a grown athlete, but 10 times more important for athletes who are still in their growing stages.
Mm-hmm. So then let's just say, and I know that we focus more on athletes, but let's just say the child isn't an athlete. They still should exercise for fitness and bone growth.
Absolutely.
Right? It doesn't matter if they're into music or art. We all need to stay fit.
No, like it you can't just put it into one category. Like
right.
It goes for everyone. You know, we all need to, I mean, I look at myself and I'm sure you can agree to that. Like we spend way too much time on our electronic devices.
Yeah. Many families do. Yeah. Like we, as you can imagine, our kids are fairly restricted. No phones off the main floor, no phones in the bedroom, not a lot of binge watching. We have installed and control apps. Right now during COVID, they are allowed like 15, 20 minutes more because they're already online and then they got to go outside, exercise. We make sure, well, did you have a fruit? Did you have a vegetable today? But if we don't keep doing those reminders, how are they going to learn to take care of themselves?
Yes.
Right. It falls just also part of parenting. But it also,
yeah.
If a coach is soliciting this advice, hey guys, you guys got to eat better. If you guys are eating so much sugar, you're just going to experience lethargy, right? You'll have a spike and then you're going to come down.
Right. The challenge is, especially in a competition, if your sugar level is not balanced, your performance will suffer so tremendously. And a lot of athletes don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because Clarissa Kennedy, who is the sugar addiction specialist, she was saying that more kids today, this shocked me, don't drink water. They have juice, pop, and milk is fine, she says, but you also have to look at the sugar intake of milk, which she goes, Canada does a good job with our milk. We don't have hormones like the US does in their milk products,
right.
which is interesting to really, and I don't want to digress too much about specifics, but for our healthy habits, for our children to be good athletes, if they're not sleeping well, eating well, taking care, like doing their, every child needs to do their own physio usually or stretch something. I call it be body aware, right? You got to be body aware. Yeah. And the other thing is developing another healthy habit is, are you talking to your coaches about your progress? Like that should be number one in your brain. All the time. What do I need to work on? What do I need to keep improving? And where am I at here? It's the why. Why do I need to do this? Okay, I will do this. And practicing them every day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. And you know, this is why it's so important that we work hand in hand with our athletes' coaches.
Yes.
You know,
I agree. And sport associations.
Yes.
And clubs. Absolutely. And how we educate them. And I know you and I have courses that can help different various associations and establishments with not only just leadership courses, but also on healthy habits and how we can get them to practice and set that up with their coaches as well. So just in a little synopsis here for parents and for coaches and for athletes, setting boundaries on your devices and setting timers on your devices is very conducive for your brain. It allows your brain to relax and not going to sleep with them in your room so you can get an hour to yourself to think before bed. Because you can never go to sleep with a phone in your room. The light is just too bright. And the social media really wakes you up.
It's not just that, but it's also the radiation. You know, we totally underestimate the radiation that comes from a device like that, especially when it's connected to wireless. It's totally intensified.
Yeah, I don't know any of the stats on that, but I do know what a physicist said was, if it's warm, what's it doing? Right? If it's if the phone is warm, it's making some type of energy, right? So I don't know how it affects. And I know there's an airline pilot named Melissa that actually had to leave her job because she believes that there was just so much interference. Yeah, and she wants to come on to my parenting podcast, but it was interesting to hear her story as well. With that. The other one was, make sure you hydrate, make sure you take care of your body, as in if your body has needs, like if you have tight hamstrings or neck issues, which most kids do now because they're always in text neck mode. Make sure you're eating well, but also this is about coaches and parents role modeling this at home.
Exactly.
Right. Did you want to add anything to that?
No, you know, I agree to all the points that you just listed. And you know, we're talking healthy habits. So diet is key. Absolutely. Hydration. We never drink enough water. Like whether it's.
I probably don't. I mean, my daughter's great at it, but she was a swimmer and they needed it. So she's really good at it. I am not good at it. Right. I probably should do more. During the day, the kids would drink a whole bottle and then take another one to a sport. So I know that they were doing okay with that. But hydrating is pretty much key.
You know, we say we drink a bottle of water, but the reality is that we need at least three of these bottles a day to be somewhat
maintaining
leveled.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be really good and I've been slacking off a little bit lately, but
we're also not moving a lot. We are on lockdown. So yes, we're not we do our exercise. I mean, everyone's different, but I have found like some of the other people in our neighborhood are like, yeah, I'm not drinking as much water. We're also not moving as much.
No, but the thing is we feel, or we think that unless we're exercising and moving, we don't need as much water. We need around 3 liters of water a day without exercise. If we exercise on a regular basis, you can add another liter to that.
Wow, and definitely not. I thought it was like six to eight glasses of water a day.
Yeah, that's the minimum. But I think you know, when you talk to a nutritionist
family medicine door, 6 to 8. And if you go above and beyond that exertion, you got to drink more. Good job, Jens. Go at it. Well, thank you very much for today, for listening to our healthy habits topic. If you have any questions, you can always comment below. Jens and I will also put out the video for the podcast a week later. But anytime you have any topics, or if you have any stories and you have success stories or challenging stories, just comment and let us know.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Larissa. Look forward to the next one.